إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them to many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a string, and every string is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take note of this thing that takes place in our community that we like to warn ourselves of this week, inshallah ta'ala. As it's come to me, inshallah, by authentic narration, and if not, then the warning is still valid, inshallah ta'ala. We have women in our community, I hear, that come to the masjid from time to time, who have been Muslim for more than one day or 2 days, and they're still not wearing the jilbab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it compulsory on the women to wear the jilbab, or the overgarment. The women who do not have on jilbabs should purchase one immediately, and to put on the jilbab when they leave their houses, as their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them. And the other sisters who wear the jilbab, they should be, inshallah, very keen to warn the other sisters from leaving their houses without the jilbab. Those women who don't wear the jilbab, we see that they are the women that was mentioned a couple of weeks ago in the khutbah, the women who like to take charge. The women should put on their jilbab and know their place in this deen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained it to them. And we hope that this problem doesn't continue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and make us firm on this deen. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Qala Allah ta'ala: قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا إن الله غفور رحيم. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us as we continue the translation and the tafsir of Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says, the A'rab, they say, we believed. Say to them, you have not believed. Rather say that you have submitted, because real belief has not yet entered into your hearts. And if you obey Allah and His Messenger, then Allah won't diminish you in your reward at all. Indeed, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, which is full of meaning and blessings inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is teaching us that some of us aren't as down, or some of us don't believe as much as others. Rather, some of us aren't as much Muslims as the others, as it's easy for everyone to say on their tongues, "I'm Muslim." But there's more that come along with that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to teach us in this Quran and this ayah from Surah Al-Hujurat that not everyone who says he's Muslim is all the way down with this deen of Al-Islam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in iman and to make us amongst the real Muslims. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says that the A'rab, they say we believe. The A'rab, and it's necessary inshallah for us to explain this, the meaning of it linguistically. We hope that the people are patient inshallah ta'ala. The A'rab, as Al-Raghib wal-Asbahani, he says in his book, Mufradatu al-Fadhu al-Qur'an, he says, Al-Arab, hum waladul Ismail, wa jam'uhu al-A'rabu fil asl, wa sara thalika isman lisukkan al-Badiya. Al-Raghib al-Asbahani, rahimahullah, he says in his book, Mufradatu al-Fadhu al-Qur'an, and this is a book that deals with the meanings of the individual meanings or the individual words in the Qur'an. And he says that the word Al-A'rab, it means the descendants of Ismail ibn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And that the A'rab is the plural of Arab. And that this name Al-A'rab has become a name for those who live in the desert areas or in the countryside. And this is one of the meanings of Al-A'rab. And Ibn Manzur, rahimahullah, he says in his book, Lisan al-Arab, one of the finest, if not the finest, Arabic dictionary ever written, he says that Al-Arabi, Al-Badawi, wahum al-A'rab. He says that the Arabi is the Badawi, or the desert Arab, or the Bedouin, and this is the A'rab, or they are the A'rab. And Al-Azhari, he says, رَجُلٌ عَرَبِيٌّ إِذَا كَانَ نَسُبُهُ فِي الْعَرَبِ ثَابِتًا. And he says, the person that is an Arab, he is the one whose lineage goes back to the Arab, or the one whose lineage is certain to go back to the Arabs. And others say, Al-Arab, كُلُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ بِلَادَ الْعَرَبِ وَجَزِيرَتَهَا وَنَطَقَ لِبِلِسَانِ أَهْلِهَا فَهُمْ عَرَبٌ يَمُنُهُمْ وَمَعَدَّهُمْ. And others, they say, as mentioned by Ibn Manzur in his Lisan al-Arab, they say that the Arabs are everyone who lives in the countries of the Arabs or in the Arabian Peninsula, and they speak the language of the people. They are the Arabs, whether they're from the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula all the way to the top, or whether they're from the Yemen area or from the Syrian area. And this is, in general, some of the meanings of the word Al-A'rab, that it means the Bedouin or the desert Arab or the Arabs in general, as some of the ulama of Islam explain, as we have just explained. And there's other meanings than that, and we just wanted to mention these. And we hope that it's clear, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. At any rate, this ayah, it was revealed pertaining to the A'rab, and the ulama of tafsir, they say, not referring to every A'rabi, not to every single person from amongst the A'rab. And some of the ulama, they say that it's referring to the A'rab of Bani Asad ibn Khuzayma in specific, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. At any rate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed this verse, and the desert Arabs say that they believed. Say to them, you have not believed. Rather say that you have submitted because real iman or real faith has not entered into your hearts. And the ulama of tafsir, they say that this ayah was revealed for different meanings. Of which Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah, he explains in his tafsir that from amongst the reasons that this verse was revealed was that some of the Arab, they wanted to be called the Muhajirun. Those who have made hijrah from Mecca to Medina with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Taking the general meaning of hijrah, leaving the land of the disbelievers and going to the land of the believers, they wanted to be known because they left the desert areas and came to the city of Medina. They wanted to be known as the Muhajirun. But this title was for specific people. So this was one of the reasons that this ayah was revealed, to put those people in check, that the Muhajirun are those who are well known, who made hijrah with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam from Mecca to Al-Madina. Also from amongst the reasons or the positions that some of the ulama take that this ayah was revealed is that some of them were bragging or acting as if their Islam was a favor to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. As if they were telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you're lucky that we accepted Islam. Or you should be happy that we're Muslims. As if they're going to add something to benefit the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, they had really accepted Islam because they were afraid that they would either be killed or made slaves of, and on top of that, they wanted to brag about their Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse to show that not everyone who says that he's Muslim is really Muslim or really believes that there are hidden agendas or other reasons why people enter into this deen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Also from amongst the meanings that this verse was revealed in Imam al-Tabari rahimullah, he says that this meaning is most correct why this ayah was revealed and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows best. He says that there were a group of people who said that we believed. Or they said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. But they didn't practice any Islam. They thought that Islam was just a statement on their tongue and no practice to go along with it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse to show you don't really believe until you practice this deen as this deen ought to be practiced. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This ayah, as we were trying to mention in the beginning, it has many virtues in it. And many issues stem from the revelation or the understanding of this ayah in this deen of al-Islam. But firstly, we wanted to get this point that it's a reminder in this ayah that if you're just talking Islam on your tongues and you're not practicing it, then let this ayah be a warning to you that it's time to practice what you know of this deen of al-Islam and to stop giving lip service to this deen, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala warns us in other ayat. As he says, tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, lima taquluna ma la taf'alun, kabura maqatan inda Allahi an taqulu ma la taf'alun. O you who believe, and every Muslim says that he believes, O you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? Hateful in the sight of Allah is that you say that which you do not do. You say that you're Muslim, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam commands you in the Quran and the Sunnah, and then you don't practice. Why do you say that which you don't do when it's hateful in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this ayah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala likewise is warning us, those who say that they believe, don't say that you believe, say that you have submitted. Say that you have accepted Islam, and then let your actions speak for your real iman, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us by the recitation of the Quran, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows best. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'du. From amongst the many issues that stem from this ayah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His success to present the issues that stem from this ayah, mainly the issues around the word al-Iman. And what is al-Iman? And the first issue we like to deal with today, inshaAllah ta'ala, is that the word al-Iman and the word al-Islam, if they're mentioned together in ayah or in hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in general they have different meanings when they're mentioned together. And when they're mentioned separately, then they have the same meanings. And we'll try to explain, inshallah ta'ala. When al-Islam and al-Iman is mentioned together in the ayah or in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-Islam usually refers to that which is open or apparent. And al-Iman, it refers to that which is hidden, meaning from the belief of the Muslim. And al-Islam is referring to the practice of the Muslims. And sometimes it could mean that al-Islam is in general entering into this deen of al-Islam, and al-Iman means to enter into this deen wholeheartedly or to practice it as it should be, as commanded by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. But let's take a look at some of the texts of the Quran and the Sunnah in order to make this rule that the ulama have established clear to us, inshallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says, if we take a look at the words al-Islam and al-Iman mentioned separately, we see that their meanings are the same. And that is the total and complete deen, or our complete way of life. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says, inna al-deena inda Allah al-Islam. Indeed, the religion with Allah is al-Islam. And this al-Islam, it encompasses that which is apparent from this deen and that which is hidden from the belief of the Muslims. That which is apparent from the salat and the giving of the zakat and the fighting of jihad, or that which is not apparent from the fear of Allah and taqwa, or from loving and hating for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or the dua or things like that. This is from those affairs that are hidden. And in this ayah we see that Islam encompasses Iman and Islam, just as we see in the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. This day I perfected for you your deen and completed my favor to you and have chosen for you al-Islam as a deen. We see in this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentions the word al-Islam and Iman is not mentioned together with it, then what is intended is the whole deen, both Islam and Iman, or that which is apparent or that which is hidden from amongst the beliefs and the statements and the actions. And we also see this with the word of al-Iman and the hadith of al-Bukhari and Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba wa fi riwaya bid'un wa sittuna shu'ba أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, al-Iman is 70 some chapters or branches, and in one of the narrations 60 some chapters or branches. The most highest branch or chapter or part of Iman is the statement of La ilaha illallah, and the lowest branch of Iman is removing something harmful from the pathway. And we see in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he mentioned the statement of La ilaha illallah, or the belief of that which is hidden, and then the practice which is open of removing something harmful from the pathway, like a rock or a piece of glass in the pathway, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the word al-Iman to refer to it. And this shows that when al-Iman and al-Islam are mentioned separately, then they have the same meaning this deen in totality of belief and statement and action. But when the words al-Islam and al-Iman are mentioned together, then they have separate meanings, as we see in the hadith of Jibreel, where he says, alayhi salam, ya Muhammad, akhbirni an al-Islam. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an tashhada an la ilaha illallah وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَتُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَتُؤْتِيَ الزَّكَاءِ وَتَصُومَ رَمَضَانَ وَتَحِجَّ الْبَيْتَ إِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا قَالَ صَدَقْتَ فَعَجِبْنَا لَهُ يَسْأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُهُ قَالَ أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. And this hadith of Jibreel, we ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this statement, O Muhammad, tell me about al-Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Al-Islam is to bear witness to La ilaha illallah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. To establish the salat and to pay the zakat and to fast the month of Ramadan and to make hajj if you have the ability to do so. And he said, you have spoken the truth. And we were amazed that he asked the question and then he agreed that he had spoken the truth. And then he said, tell me about al-Iman. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, al-Iman is to believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day, and to believe in Qadr or the divine decree, the good of it and the bad of it. And we see in this hadith of Jibreel that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains al-Islam and al-Iman to have different meanings. And that is, al-Islam is the open practice of this deen, and that al-Iman is the belief or the aqidah of the Muslims in this deen. And this only shows one of the issues around the word al-Iman and al-Islam, that when they're mentioned together, that they have separate meanings. And that when they're mentioned by themselves, then they both mean the same thing. This is from the deen of al-Islam and from the understanding of the Qur'an. And we ask Allah to increase us in iman with the recitation of the Qur'an. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. O Allah, we ask you for jannah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Allah, save us from the fire. Ya muqallib al-qulubi thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Ya muqallib al-qulubi thabbit qulubana ala deenik. O the changer of the hearts, change our hearts to this deen. Ya musarrif al-qulubi sarrif qulubana ala ta'atika. Ya musarrif al-qulubi sarrif qulubana ala ta'atika. O Allah, the changer of the hearts, change our hearts to obedience to you. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. O Allah, we ask you for good general well-being in this world and in the hereafter. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wal-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wal-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. O Allah, we ask you for guidance, and we ask you for taqwa, and we ask you for wealth. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire.